Good morning. It's 18 minutes after 8 a.m. This is Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka, your community radio station. Joining me in the studio is Steve Ramp, Commercial Fishing Vessel Examiner for the U.S. Coast Guard Marine Safety Detachment in Sitka. And welcome to Morning Edition, Steve.
Good morning, Melissa. Thanks for having me in.
Well, we are here to talk about Dockside Exam Program, which is ongoing and it's free. And you're encouraging all commercial fishing vessel owners to do it. Can you tell me why?
Well, the primary reason is safety. The whole goal of the program is to reduce the numbers of fatalities and incidents in the commercial fishing fleet worldwide, specifically here in the Sitka Sound, Southeast Alaska area. We want to get everybody home safe after every fishing trip.
And these are voluntary exams. How do you convince vessel owners to do this? Because I assume it takes up some time, and I assume some people might not be willing to give up that time.
Yeah, it is a voluntary program. We do encourage it. It gives a fisherman a chance to have a second set of eyes on board the boat, looking over his equipment or her equipment to verify that it meets all the federal requirements, it's in good condition, it's going to work when they need it.
So tell us how this works. You're looking at equipment, and in some cases you're looking to make sure that people know how to use that equipment. If someone schedules an exam, what happens?
Well, ideally they'll come into the office first. We offer a pre-exam meeting to where we've got a pretty neat internet tool. We can punch out a customized checklist for them and take that 36-page pamphlet they see in the stores and whittle it down to a page or two that applies specifically to them. Then we can print it out and go over it so they know exactly what to get ready for before I come down on the boat to actually do their exam. Then we come down, we just go through our checklist. We have a form we use, go through all the equipment. We check it, make sure it's in good condition, make sure nothing's expired, make sure they have what they're required to have.
And what if they don't?
If they don't, it's a no-pain process. I don't write tickets. I don't call the boarding officers in. I issue a work list to the owner of the boat, and they can knock off the work list, call me back, I'll come back, make sure everything's good, and issue them a decal.
So you really work hard to make this process as painless and easy as possible.
We really do, and we've got a few, I guess I'd call them tricks up our sleeves. The rules now allow some electronic publications instead of buying books, so we carry those around with us electronically so we can load up a computer, things like that. We've got the decals they have to post on the boat. We give them away for free. So anything we can do to help them pass the exam from our end, we bend over backwards to do that.
What's some of the equipment you're looking for?
Well, the big three are immersion suits, rafts, and EPIRBs. Those are the biggest three things we can think of if a boat suddenly starts sinking that are going to save your life. So those are the three most important things we check. And the requirements vary on different boats, but other things include life rings, flares, fire extinguishers, bilge alarms, bilge pumps, stuff like that.
And in some situations, are you required to make sure that the folks on board know how to use this equipment?
Some boats are required to conduct regular drills every 30 days. Basically, a documented boat that fishes offshore has to do the drills. They have to go through AMC's drill conductor course, which is a great opportunity here in Sitka since they're based here. Take one of the courses and you'll go a long way towards improving your safety on your boat and your knowledge on how to deal with an emergency. So those boats, we make sure that they're aware of the drill requirement and put their crews through the paces, putting the suits on, simulating putting out a fire, picking up a man overboard, things like that.
So equipment plus knowledge equals greater safety.
Yeah, and the fishing vessel industry for years has been the most hazardous in the country. The most fatalities per 100,000 is how OSHA and NIOSH calculate all that. And we're now number two.
Woohoo!
And luckily, we've dropped down below the logging industry for the most fatalities per 100,000 employees. And the good thing is it's not because logging fatalities went up. It's because fishing fatalities went down.
And why do you think that
we'd like to work
be?
Our way down that list even further.
What do you think's happening in the fishing industry that we're now number two instead of number one?
Well, older boats are getting out of the industry as they become unserviceable. Newer boats are built better, they're safer, more stable. The program's been in effect since about 1990 now, so we've got 20 plus years of trying to get out onto the boats and making sure they have all their safety equipment. The AMC courses help improve everybody's awareness of safety. So on all these pronged fronts, we're hopefully getting the fleet into a safer mode of way to make a living.
Well, you're one of three commercial fishing vessel examiners in Southeast. Are you busy?
I'm not as busy as I wish I was. I wish I was out there every day, all day, doing exams and having 100% of the fleets in all the little towns in Southeast having decals. Probably going to get a lot busier here in about a year and a half because the voluntary nature of the program is going to become mandatory for some. In October of 15, anybody fishing outside 3 miles offshore will be required to do the process. Right now, some are required, but not by law. If you're required to have a NOAA observer, if you're engaged in black cod or halibut longline fisheries, the NOAA observer program requires that the boats they go on have a decal, a dockside exam decal. Also, some insurance companies require their clients to go through the process.
Well, so that's important to mention that for some, this will no longer be voluntary. It will be mandatory in October of 2015. So should they get a jump start on it now?
I'm glad you asked that. I'm hoping everybody gets a jump start on it because we think nationwide, we think the program is going to get swamped right at the deadline. And we're now within a year and a half of the deadline and with a 2-year decal. Anybody we do from here till then won't be in the middle of that crunch to get them done. So I'm encouraging everybody to get a head start on it. And sometimes it takes a few visits to get a boat up to snuff to where they earn the decal. So the sooner the better.
Now, so these are dockside. That's distinct from at-sea boardings. But how are they related?
Well, we check the same requirements. The dockside probably checks a little more in detail than what they have time for in an at-sea boarding. So if you pass a dockside exam, it's likely you will pass an at-sea boarding with flying colors because all your requirements are met. Also, the chances of getting boarded at sea go down if you have a current dockside exam decal. The cutters in the stations, usually one of the first questions they ask is, do you have a current decal? And if the answer is yes, they will likely, not guaranteed, but the Coast Guard will likely move on to another vessel to do their boardings.
Well, so this is a fairly new gig for you. You've been doing this for, what, a year?
Year and a half. They created the position in Sitka, so I was lucky enough to get hired for it. It's been great.
So why do you enjoy it?
Well, I've always been involved in safety. My prior job was as a safety officer at a local shipyard and tour company. And while I was in the Coast Guard as a blue suit wearing coastie, I was a safety officer on several units. And so it just kind of follows in the natural flow of what I've been doing my whole life. So,
well, and when you do meet a resistant commercial fishing vessel captain, what do you say? What do you do to convince him or her you really should do this?
For one thing, it verifies they have the equipment, so they, if they get boarded at sea and are found wanting for some requirements, they could get a fairly stiff civil penalty. And they start in the hundreds, not the $10 or $20 parking ticket. And we don't get a lot of resistance. For one thing, it's a voluntary program, so I'm on board the boat at the owner's invitation. So it's a very civil, cooperative process usually. So I don't really see a lot of resistance. That could change when it becomes mandatory, when people are required to have somebody from the government on their boat. But hopefully we'll work with the fleet and get the word out so they know it's not that painful a process.
Well, now folks can go online to take a look at the checklist and what they're required to have. Where do they do that and how do they do that?
The easiest way to get to our online checklist generator to whittle down that 36-page pamphlet is to go to Google, type in Fish Safe West, FishSafeWest, no spaces, no blanks. The first thing that pops up will be a Coast Guard site out of District 13 in Seattle. Halfway down the page is a big blue box for the checklist generator, and you're off to the races.
Okay, and how can they reach you to schedule an exam?
Our local office here, you can swing by. We're right above the Yellow Jersey Bicycle Shop in the Trout Center building, or call me at 966-5620.
Great. Well, thank you so much for joining me this morning, Steve.
Thanks for having me, Melissa.
I've been speaking with Steve Ramp. He's commercial fishing vessel examiner for the U.S. Coast Guard Marine Safety Detachment in Sitka, and he offers ongoing dockside exams, and they are free to commercial fishing vessel owners. You can give him a call, 966-5620, to schedule an exam.